15 hours Greenwich Mean Time.
BBC World Service presents Radio Newsreel. We devote the greater part of this edition to the Falklands crisis. The British Defence Ministry has been giving details of yesterday's bombing raids on airfields in the islands and of the subsequent naval bombardment of Argentine military positions there. A spokesman said two airfields were severely damaged. Then ships from the British task force opened fire to prevent repairs. The spokesman said the task force itself came under attack from Argentine aircraft, but the attack was ineffective and two Argentine aircraft were shot down. The spokesman said there had been no British losses, but the Argentines say five British Harrier fighters were shot down. In Washington, the British Foreign Secretary, Mr. Pym, is having talks on the Falklands with the American Secretary of State, Mr. Haig. And we go straight away to a member of our defense staff, Peter Nettleship, who attended the briefing at the Ministry of Defense in Whitehall a short while ago.
In a late addition to the printed briefing, the Ministry's chief spokesman, Mr. Ian MacDonald, indirectly answered the claims by Argentina that British Marines had made three unsuccessful attempts to land on the Falkland Islands.
We have no further reports of further engagements to date. Perhaps I might just make doubly clear, in the last 24 hours, we have lost no aircraft, fixed wing, or helicopter.
The rest of the briefing was largely made up of further details of yesterday's action. It was made clear there were two British bombing raids, one by Vulcan aircraft on the airfield at Port Stanley, then another, we were told, by a substantial number of Sea Harriers. No details were given of what weapons were used, but I understand it was a mixture of 1,000-pound high-explosive bombs, smaller cluster bombs, and some delayed-action bombs or mines to try to disrupt repair work. Mr. MacDonald made it clear that the raid had been successful.
The result was a severely damaged runway at Port Stanley Airfield and considerable damage to surrounding military installations and stores. Goose Green was also attacked.
That a number of Argentine military aircraft were damaged on the ground at the second airfield, Goose Green. He didn't know how many, but said it could be many more than one. Later that day, there were two attacks on ships of the task force by Argentine fighters and bombers. One while ships were bombarding Port Stanley Airfield to reinforce the effects of the earlier bombing and to deter repair work. One Argentine Canberra bomber and one Mirage fighter were shot down, he said, and another Mirage was believed to have been shot down by Argentine gunfire from around the airport. The only damage or casualties British forces took, said Mr. MacDonald, was that one seaman was slightly wounded and there was superficial splinter damage to one frigate. The ministry spokesman was pressed on the difficulty correspondents have in reconciling the contradictory claims from different sources. He made it clear that it has been and remains British policy to make no direct comment on other reports. But he puzzled correspondents by referring us to Hamlet. Those defence correspondents who don't carry the complete works of Shakespeare on them had to wait some time before Mr. MacDonald's surprised staff managed to find that the quotation was, "Look here upon this picture and on this, the counterfeit presentment of two brothers." Mr. MacDonald added that it would be immodest of him to suggest that we read on. The lines concerned are, "See what a grace was seated on this brow, Hyperion's curls, the face of Jove himself, an eye like Mars to threaten and command."
Peter Nettleship. As the British Defence Ministry spokesman was speaking to correspondents in London, the Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, was calling her senior ministers to yet another meeting on the Falklands crisis at her official country residence, Chequers. The Prime Minister made it known earlier today that she has invited the Labour opposition leader, Mr. Foote, a leading member of the Social Democrat Party, Dr. Owen, and the Liberal Party leader, Mr. Steele, to have private discussions with her. Mrs. Thatcher wants to discuss with them the outcome of the visit to the United States of the Foreign Secretary, Mr. Pym, who is still seeking a negotiated settlement to the dispute. Rodney Foster.
A statement from Downing Street says that following the Argentine rejection of the American peace proposals, the diplomatic handling of the crisis had moved into a new phase, hence the Foreign Secretary's visit to Washington and New York. Against that background, the statement adds, the Prime Minister thought it would be helpful if she gave opposition parties the opportunity to go in and see her on Mr. Pym's return from America to discuss on Privy Council terms the outcome of his talks. And it's because of those Privy Council terms that Mr. Foote has not rushed to accept the invitation. For anything he, Mr. Steele and Dr. Owen were told would be in secret. And that, as Mr. Foote knows, would tie his hands not only in what he could say, but in how he approached the opposition's case both in Parliament and in the country. Besides, the briefing, as it were, would only be about the diplomatic side of things. As for the latest military actions, Mr. Foote, in the statement himself, questioned the wisdom of Mrs. Thatcher in ordering British forces into action before the Foreign Secretary had been to the United Nations. When British servicemen had been ordered into action to deter the aggressor, said Mr. Foote, the country was naturally concerned for their success and safety. But, he added, a diplomatic solution must be sought more urgently and strenuously than ever before.
Rodney Foster of our political staff. He spoke just now of Mr. Foote demanding a diplomatic solution. The mood in Argentina, however, appears somewhat different, as we hear from Paul Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Argentina looks set on a fight to the finish. Some observers here have always felt that neither Britain nor Argentina would ever compromise on its basic position, and that the logical culmination of British policy would have to be an attempt to remove the Argentines by force. This moment cannot now be far away, and to some extent has already begun. Last night, General Galtieri went on television dressed in uniform and flanked by officers from the three armed forces. We will respond to fire with fire, he said. That has been the Argentine position from the start, and it has not changed now. As far as Argentines are concerned, their forces beat off the British raids yesterday. They claim to have shot down five Harriers in all, two over the Falklands in the morning, and three more during an Argentine attack on the task force in the afternoon. The Argentines have admitted to losing two of their 26 Israeli-built Dagger fighter bombers. In the attack on the fleet, they seem to have committed substantial forces, Skyhawks, Daggers, Mirage 3s, as well as Canberras. These planes would have operated from the mainland. But in spite of their losses, the threat from the Argentine Air Force remains. It is over 100 combat aircraft, and more assaults on the Royal Naval ships can be expected. Argentina still claims that no damage was done to the airstrip at Port Stanley. Pictures of Hercules aircraft landing and taking off have been shown on television. These pictures were said to have been taken after the British raids. The runway is shown undamaged. However, there's no sign of any damage anywhere, even though the government has admitted that some buildings were hit. So the pictures are being treated with skepticism by foreign television teams. Paul Reynolds, BBC, Buenos Aires.
Further concern about the conflict over the Falklands has been expressed by Pope John Paul. He called on all nations to show goodwill, intelligence, and political foresight in seeking a peaceful solution. Over now to David Willey in Rome.
In his Sunday message, the Pope expressed anxiety about the situation in the South Atlantic and called on people everywhere to pray for peace. His appeal was greeted with loud applause by a large crowd of tourists and pilgrims in St. Peter's Square. The Pope said that the military confrontation between Britain and Argentina seemed to be growing more bitter, and he expressed anxiety about the lives which had been sacrificed, those which may be sacrificed, and for the wide-scale international repercussions that the conflict might have. The Pope said the world aspires to peace and has studied the means of safeguarding peace, but now a serious problem has arisen. Mankind seems incapable of finding a solution to preserve those principles. The Pope said if such a relatively limited yet serious crisis could not be solved, what hope was there for world peace if graver problems opposing more nations or blocks of nations were to arise? The Pope addressed himself not just to the combatants, but to the whole international community. He called for goodwill, intelligence, generosity, and political foresight in controlling the temptation to put peaceful international coexistence at risk. David Willey, BBC, Rome.